Good morning. I'm very, very excited to be here this morning. We have a great thing. The Lord, the Holy Spirit is moving in incredible ways, and you are going to be blessed today. We are, continuing our series, Facing Giants, but the Lord gave kind of an unexpected blessing to us today. I think one of the biggest giants that we face, all of us face, is fear. Different kind of fears in our lives. But you know what the antidote or the way to kill the giant of fear? It's through, I believe, faith. Faith is the way that we defeat fear. Faith in a God, almighty, all-powerful, that loves you and that gave his son to die for you. That's how much he loves you. And so faith in our God is what helps us to overcome fear. So the Lord just put on my heart to share just a few verses with you this morning about faith before I introduce some special guests we have. So the first one is Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. So if you are not exercising faith in your decisions, in your choices, and in your life, you are not pleasing God. Because it says it's impossible to please him without faith. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder for those who seek him. Second one is 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. And that's no more true today than it was throughout the past couple centuries or couple millennium since Jesus was here. We're coming into a season, we're coming into a society where God is calling us, exhorting us, encouraging us to walk by faith and not by sight, not by what we see, not by our five senses, not by the things, the world around us, but by his promises and his word. And a group we're going to call up, I feel like they're an example of walking by faith. You're going to hear from them in a minute. And then the last one is James 2:17. Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead. Being by itself. And so, sometimes we think faith is like this mental ascent, or it's this emotion, or we have to work it up. And if we're facing a situation, if you're praying for someone who's sick or something, it's like, come on, I gotta have more faith. But actually, the word in the Bible, faith, it has as part of the meaning of the word action. It's like, I've heard this phrase, faith should be translated like faithing, right? It's like a verb. You're in the process of exercising your faith as we step out. So many times in the Bible, right? God did not act until they took a first step. They had to take a first step, and then God moved, right? And so I'm really excited. I feel like this was a setup by the Lord to bring these visitors, guests that are part of YWAM to us this morning. They were here last Sunday. I wasn't here, but they came to Fuego, Cafe Fuego. It's our worship and prayer time on Saturday morning. They visited. I got to talk with them. We got to interact with them. We went to breakfast afterwards, a bunch of us, and just hear their testimonies, their stories. And, we've been talking a lot here and there, and actually the retreat, we're going to address this, about the need to come together as a church body, as a church family. And not only our church family, but the larger body of Christ needs to come together because we are stronger together. And we are facing now things, you guys see it. You guys feel it. You guys are aware of all these things that are happening in society that are contrary to the things of God, contrary to biblical values, contrary to truth. I mean, some things are just mind-boggling how people can be following, believing, promoting certain things. And so now more than ever, we need to come together as a strong faith community and walk in faith. And so these four from YWAM, they'll share their story. And I think, you know, as I said, as we see this kind of darkness starting to, it not only has infiltrated and moving forward, my belief is that as we see the darkness, God is going to move in a powerful way to show his light, to show his truth, to show his kingdom. And I just was so encouraged to great hope by these four that have taken this step of faith. They just took this step of faith and just really encouraged. And I felt like our church family would be encouraged to hear from them too. So the rest of the message time, just turned it over to them. They just moved by the Spirit, followed the Spirit. They said, hey, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, you're free to do. So they're going to come up. There's Isaac, Bryant, Cotton, and Amanda from YWAM. And so they're going to come up and share with us.
Good morning, church. Ooh. Yeah, I'm not used to speaking into a microphone, so hopefully this sounds okay. Good morning, Catalyst Church. Yeah, my name is Isaac, and we are a part of a team from YWAM Salem. If you guys haven't met me before, if you haven't met me last week, it's an honor to be here. We've been so well received by Catalyst Church. It's been amazing. God has been so providing. A special shout out to Bob. Bob has been so, so kind to us, and Nancy as well. There's Nancy. Yeah, but yeah, we just want to share a little bit about faith, a little bit about our trip. We have been on a crazy trip from the Lord. About four months ago, we were at YWAM Salem, and we felt the Lord starting to stir something in our heart. Of wanting to see revival in this generation, of wanting to see the Lord move. And even as like Pastor Barry was sharing, like that the Lord is building something in to meet and rise to what the world is doing. And so we felt that stirring both individually. We just started feeling like we need to go and do something. And we really had no idea what that was, but like this idea started coming to the front of, okay, we feel like we're supposed to take a road trip and go and share about what the Lord is doing and about what is going on. And so each of us individually, the Lord was speaking and bringing in different ways and brought us together around this one central idea that that we're supposed to go. And specifically, the verse in the passage that came up was Luke 10, which is a really crazy passage. In Luke 10, Jesus sends out the 72. Or actually, let me just read it. In Luke 10, it says, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. And he told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. And it says, basically, go. Don't take anything with you. Don't take an extra bag. Don't take money. Don't take anything. And go and preach the gospel. And so we heard that word and we're like, oh no. That's scary. That's not what my flesh wants to do. But we heard the word and we knew that that's where the Lord was leading. And so we started praying into this and we're like, okay, what does this even look like? What does this even mean? And this trip started to come together to the point where it was starting to come to the time where, like, we prayed and we felt like we found a car. The Lord provided a car and all these things, and we still didn't have much money. We didn't have any money. We had no idea how we were going to finance the trip. But yeah, it was like the day was approaching, and God just like started opening up the door. And the thing is, specifically on this trip, we made a point of like, we're not going to ask for money. We don't want to ask for money. We don't want to ask to receive those things. We just want to see the Holy Spirit move. And God has just been so faithful to bring in money and provision in every single need. And so that was crazy of like God meeting us in that. And so we started in Minnesota, where I'm from. We drove the van out, and we left with only a few hundred dollars, which is not enough for gas nowadays. And so, yeah, we just started driving. And we felt like the first spot that we were supposed to go was to go to Denver. So we drove, and just along the way, God continued to provide housing and gas money and everything. And I'm sure we'll share some more stories about provision. But what I really want to share with you guys is how the Lord was moving specifically in our ministry. So we started our trip in Denver, and God just provided like a pastor who fed us and clothed us and was so, so kind to us, and like absolutely nothing that we could ever, in fact, if we were, like when we tried to help him, he was like, no, you can't help us. But anyway, our first day of ministry, we left Denver and we felt like we got this word about Grand Junction. And so it was the 4th of July. We felt like, all right, Grand Junction is where we're supposed to go. And we had no idea what we were supposed to do in Grand Junction. In fact, there was a little bit of a conflicting word of we felt like we're ultimately supposed to go to Arizona, but we also felt like we got this word about Arizona or Grand Junction. So we drove over the mountains, drove through like these windy roads, and eventually it's like, you know, temperature's getting hotter, you go over the mountains, it starts to feel like Arizona, it's 4th of July, and everybody's sweaty, and our van doesn't have AC, and it's, yeah. And we get to Grand Junction, and we start being like, all right, what are we supposed to do here, Lord? Like, what is the deal? We know that there's 4th of July, we feel like there's a word about this, and we heard Grand Junction, but we don't know. So actually, we sat and we prayed and we were asking the Lord, all right, what are we supposed to do? What are we doing here? And we felt like there was peace for us to go and share, and specifically for us to do street preaching. And like, I don't know about you guys, but I haven't actually done much street preaching, and that's kind of a terrifying prospect to me to go and like share publicly and be able to like bring the word. But we felt like it was what the Lord had, and so we're like, okay, that's scary, but we're gonna do it by faith. And so we end up finding this park, and the Lord led us to this park, and it's absolutely jam-packed. Like, absolutely jam-packed of people. 4th of July, families running around, lots of kids running around, lots of gang members running around, which was kind of funny. And so lots of interesting people. And the Lord just provided a spot for us to go and set up our preaching. And right away, like, the Holy Spirit started moving, where just conversation after conversation started happening, where, like, Karin sat down with a girl and was able to be like, hey, this is, was able to share about missions with her, and, like, she was interested in reading, is like, oh, here's this book. And so God just, like, kept opening the door, like, door after door, where it wasn't anything that we asked for, it wasn't anything that we could plan, it wasn't anything that we could do. If you know YWAMers, we're a bunch of ragtag bunch, and so we don't plan anything anyway. But the Holy Spirit was just leading it all. And so, eventually, like, that was just the story of the night of we us stepping out in faith, and God just like opening door after door for ministry provision in every single way. And so we started like preaching, and people just started like coming to the front for prayer. And we just like, yeah, for prayer, and we're able to like minister to, like I said, some gang members. And yeah, I like, there's something over Grand Junction that like a spirit of broken families, where there's a lot of broken families and a lot of drug abuse in Grand Junction, and we're just able to like, the Lord just like kept bringing people to us, where it was like we kept preaching and kept praying and kept seeking the Lord and worshiping and sharing the gospel, and God like literally just person after person after person, and it was the Holy Spirit because we were like really well received, which was wild, like to the point where like people were coming up and hugging us, and like we were able to pray for people, and like just like, yeah, things that like out of that fear and that anxiety of like, oh, I don't want to like get up and preach. And God like just totally met in that place and kept bringing people to come and like be prayed for and to be preached to and to be shared to. And so eventually we were like, okay, we have to be done. Like we got to the end of the night and we're like, all right, we think we're done. And God just like kept bringing up people and kept bringing up people and kept bringing up people. And we're like, kept praying and like kept being faithful. And we're like, all right, God, we'll just keep going as long as you have us. And eventually we got to the end of the night. We're like, all right, that has to be done. And we're like, okay, we're going to play some worship songs to close the night. And we'll be done. And so we start playing guitar. And this group of kids comes up to us. And they're like, hey, we heard you guys playing earlier. Like, can we sing with you? And we're like, no way. Are you serious? And so it's just like this rough looking group of kids. And we're like, yeah, actually, you know, actually, instead of singing with us, what if you guys like come and do a Bible study with us? We're doing this kind of like discovery Bible study thing. Would you guys want to sit down and do a Bible study with us and like be prayed for? And they're like, yeah, actually we would. We'll do that. And yeah, this like group of like 10 kids just at like midnight. And in a park, and we're like, all right, yeah, great. And so as soon as they, like right after they said, yeah, we'll receive, we hear this guy come around the corner, and he's like, hey, what are you doing here? I don't know if that was the right thing to do. He's like, a cop comes around the corner, he's like, hey, what are you guys doing here? You guys can't be here, the park's closing, you gotta get out. And we're like, shoot, like, dang, like it was just about to get good, like the Lord was moving, we're about to do this Bible study, all these crazy things. And we're like, okay, can we just, we'll leave, but can we just pray for them? And the cop heard of that and was like, oh, prayer? Like, there's always time for prayer. I was like, yeah, sweet. And so we're like, yeah, absolutely. And we're actually like, hey, we're doing a Bible study. Do you want to like come and sit down with us? And he's like, yeah, I'll sit down with you. Okay, great. And so we're like, what the heck, Lord? And so we sit down and start doing a Bible study at like midnight with a bunch of a cop and 10 ragtag kids. And yeah, the Lord was just absolutely moving that night. Yeah, so that was a testimony of oh, and then we got to, some of the kids didn't have Bibles, and so we were able to pass out some Bibles. And yeah, just was able to minister and share. And yeah, the Lord was so, so faithful, even when we had no idea what we were doing. Let's see, I think we're gonna, yeah, from there we end up going and driving through the night. The Lord didn't open a spot for us to stay in Grand Junction, and we felt like Arizona was on our heart. And so we ended up driving through the night to Arizona, and just going by faith. We had nowhere that would receive us in Arizona that we knew of, but we just started driving. And so I think that's where Karim will pick up.
Yeah, so we were so tired. Like we said, there's no AC in the van. It's like 110 degrees as we're driving in the middle of the night. And it's like, I think we drove for like 14 hours. And so we parked in this like parking lot, and we're like, the church, this like pastor at Grand Junction had given us like 2 big watermelons, and that was like our breakfast. So we were like sitting at this parking lot and just like eating watermelon, and we're like, what are we doing? And so we're like, we have like no leads, we don't know what we're doing, we don't know where we're staying, like we don't know this city like very well. And so we have a friend that was like our student, and she is now a missionary in Mexico, and we told her like, hey, we're in your state. And she's like, oh wait, I have a friend. And so she connected us with a friend of hers, and he ended up giving us a place to stay that night. And that was like really awesome, because we got to encourage like his walk as a Christian. He had just like given his life to Jesus in like February. And so we were like, come and do ministry with us. Like, let us just be friends. And so after that, the next morning we did a Bible study together, and we were like, okay, Lord, what do you want us to do? Like, what is it that you have for us today? And back in February, when we were praying about this trip, we felt like the Lord was speaking about this table, about how he has a place for every single person, and that we yeah, like God provided like that space for every single like person, and that he cares for the individual, and there's abundant life for like those who sit like at the table of the King. So we were reminded of this word as we were praying that morning, and we're like, oh, we like really feel like we should go and like minister to like the homeless like people. But then Isaac at the same time, he's like, oh, I really feel like we should go to a college that has a golf course and oversees the city. And we're like, what? Like, where are we gonna find like a college like that? And so we like Google it, and there's one college, and it's Phoenix University. And we're like, no way. So we're like, it's summertime, nobody's gonna be there. But the Lord like put this in our hearts, we are gonna like obey. So we get in the car, and we're about to leave, and then there's like this mom of a friend that says like, hey, I'm so sorry, I'm not gonna be in Arizona when you guys are there. I would have loved to see you. And Amanda texts her, and she's like, oh, don't worry, just pray for us. We're about to go and like minister to people. And then she like gives a call, and she's like, hey, actually, there's like this like really awesome homeless ministry I should connect you with. And we're like, we were just praying about that this morning, and we didn't know where to go or what area. So yeah, that's great. So she gave us the contact of like these amazing people that I'll like share about with you guys in a little bit. And so we're like, okay, let's head to the college ministry first, and then we'll go like with like the homeless. So we went to the college, and like I said, it's like 115 degrees, and there's like literally no cars like park in the parking lot, and we're like, we're gonna go and minister to like nothing. So we bought some popsicles, because we're like, let's just hand out free popsicles. Who doesn't want that? Like, that would be great, like incentive to like, hey, do you want a free popsicle? Let me tell you about Jesus. So we're like walking through like the college, and we're like, there's nobody here. I personally was like, I don't feel like really passionate about this, doing this today. I'm like really hot. I'm like just tired. Doesn't seem like there's any fruit in here. And so I came into the, like this place not really like in the headspace or like willing like to give like my 100%. And so we go into this building. We're like, it's a student union, and I'm like, oh yeah, AC. And we sit down, and there's like nobody. So we're like, dang, like what are we gonna do? And so we start praying, and we're like, Lord, like what do you want us to do? Like, just we're right here, we're like obeying. We just like pray that you would bring us the one. Just not the masses, but just bring us the one. Like somebody that would like wanna give like her life to you, that will like bring others into your kingdom, like just anybody, like we just wanna be able to share about your love with like one person at least. And so we are like, as we're praying, I have like this like picture in my head of a jade stone. And if you guys like know what it is, it's like a green, like a really pretty stone. And I'm like, I don't know, like what is that? Like, I don't know why I can't get it out of my head. And so we're there, and then like we finish praying, and Amanda and I see these like girls in the corner like studying, and we're like, yeah, let's offer her a free popsicle. And so we like go, and Amanda starts like talking to like the girl in the corner, and I'm starting talking to like the other one. And I just like was asking her about like, hey, why are you studying? Why are you like here? Like, are you from here? Like, just like about her life, really just making a friend. And then I'm like, oh, can I like sit down with you? And she's like, yeah, for sure. She closed her laptop, put like her stuff away, and we just like start talking. And I was like, I don't really know. In my mind, I was like, I don't know where this conversation is gonna lead. It just like seems like a very like small talk. But then little did I know what the Lord hadn't planned like for her that day. And so we're like talking, and she's sharing with me that she is a single mom. She has a 4-year-old like son, and she studies and works full time. And she's just like, it's just really hard. It's like really hard to like have to just, I just feel like I have to get through life because I just have to provide and I just have to be there. And it was like, I kept on hearing this theme of like, I just have to do this, and I'm just getting by, and I'm just surviving. And I was just like, you know what? Like, Jesus like offers abundant life. Jesus like literally says like, if you're weary, if you're tired, just come to me and I'll give you rest. And there's like a well that like it will just like, you'll never thirst again if you come to him. And so we were like starting talking, and she's like, wow, this is really interesting, because like a few days ago, a friend of mine told me that I needed to like seek God. And it's weird that you're here telling me about God too. And I'm like, well, it seems like God is like really pursuing your heart. Because it's crazy, I'm not from here. None of us are from here. We're like actually in a road trip. And we didn't know this college existed, but we felt the Lord like spoke to us to come here. And there's literally like nobody here except for you and us. So I'm like, God cares for you like a lot, that he would send us across like the states to just go and talk to you. And she's like, I could see in her eyes, she was like, this is crazy. Like, what is happening? And as we like kept on talking, I just like share the gospel with her, and I just like told her like, Jesus like loves you, like he died for you, like he wants to have a relationship with you, and he doesn't want you to like just survive and like get through life without like having a purpose. Like, you literally, he says in his word to cast all your cares, which means just like throw all like the things that worry you, and he'll like take them because he cares for you. And so as we like started the conversation, she's like, yeah, I really think like I want to like walk with God, and I want to give my life to him. I was like, okay. And so I was like, this is so amazing. Like, this is so beautiful. I'm like so excited for you. Like, and as like I was telling her, I'm like, okay, like, can I pray for you? Because I really believe that God is a healer. He's a comforter. He's like a restorer. Like, he'll give you like what your heart like needs if you like come to him with like all of it and like truly in your heart. And so she's like, can you like pray for me? Like, can you just like do it for me? Because I don't know how to pray. And that morning, every morning we like start with a Bible study. And we had just read in Matthew about how Jesus like said like, it doesn't please him when like people stand in the corner and pray out loud or in the synagogues, and that like he prefers like us to like go in the secret of our room and pray in the secret, and so our Father in heaven will reward us in the secret as well. And so I share that with her, and I'm like, he doesn't want you to have like eloquent words or just like this like prepared prayer. It's like he just wants your heart. So I prayed for her, and then she in her own words like confessed like Jesus is Lord. And she's like, she just prayed for Jesus to come into her life. And I was just like, this is so great. So Amanda's behind me and we're like praying, and like, and then I was like, I had this crazy thought in my mind like the whole time. And I was like, hey Julia, have you ever been like baptized? And she's like, actually no, I thought about it once, but I've never done it. And I'm like, I have a crazy thought. Would you like to get baptized today? And she's like, yeah, I'm ready. And so before like that moment when we were walking towards like the student union, we had seen this fountain, and jokingly, we're like, Jesus, we want to see baptism here. And then, so, I think you guys like can guess what happened next, but she shared how she had like, she had parked in a different way that she's ever, like, she's always parked in the same spot, and for some reason, that day, she parked on the other side of the college, and she had never seen this fountain before. And she's like, oh, today I walk and I saw this fountain. And I was like, well, I think if you want to get baptized right now, we can do it in the fountain. And she's like, yeah, let's do it. And so we're there. I like jumped, like go to Amanda, grab your guitar. This girl's getting baptized. And so Amanda like put some worship, and then Bryant like shared like the word with her. And like, this is like, we were sinners, but then Jesus paid it all for us. and like starts like just sharing the word and like why does it mean to be like baptized? Like why do we get baptized? What does like does Jesus like do with it? And so we prayed for her, she like understood, and then we're like got into this tiny fountain and I prayed for her and I just like said like Julia, just like confess it with your own words because I don't want you to like follow a prayer that I give you. It's like you have to confess this in your own heart because it has to be your faith, not mine. And she like confessed Jesus as Lord and that he had forgiven her. And she went down and died to herself and came back as a new life. And so, yeah, praise God. It was amazing. She actually was wearing a jade stone in her finger. So I was like, this is so wild. But yeah, I think like after that day, I just was like, Jesus, like there's literally a party in heaven today because her like name is written in the book of life today. And she is gonna raise up her son as a godly man. And that's amazing. And so we really saw like the heart of God for like the individual. And I think that's something that we've seen throughout this trip is that God cares so deeply for the individual and it's not about the masses, it's about the one. So, I mean, Bryant is gonna share a little bit more about that too. But after that, we went and did like to the homeless and so we were like in this like really sketchy area and Isaac and Amanda, like we parked in this like gas station and they went inside and then they ministered and prayed for like the cashier. And yeah, it was wild. And then after that we went out and there's this like really amazing couple, Craig and Rebecca, and they pass out food. They like pass out food and they pray for like people that are like in the streets. And it's really beautiful. They came there and they're like, guys, like a lady just came off of the streets today. And it's like, that's amazing. God like rejoices for like the one that like goes astray and then comes back home. And that's just like incredible. And so we're like ministering to them with them till like 11 p.m. And they're like, we're like, at this point, we're like, don't know where we're gonna stay. We don't know what's happening after that. And then suddenly they turn and they're like, hey, do you guys have a place to stay tonight? And we're like, no. And they're like, come and stay with us. We have a missionary house. They just gave us the keys like a few days ago. And we're like, no way. And so we stayed with them for like 5 days. We did like ministry with them. And it was just like amazing to see like the body of Christ, like what they're doing. It's so encouraging. They literally like just like care for the needy. Like they feed the homeless. They like minister to them, like not only physically, but also emotionally and spiritually. And it was so encouraging for us to see like, oh, wow, like this is like the body of Christ coming together and like ways that like maybe people don't see but that God sees. And so after Arizona we did like a lot of things there, but after that we like drove through the night again and we went to Las Vegas. And so Bryant is going to share a little bit of like what we did in Las Vegas, which was kind of wild. But
yeah, so we got to Las Vegas, again no AC, again like 90 degrees. And yeah, we got to Las Vegas at like 2 a.m. And so, yeah, we had no sleep. And we pulled up to a hotel where we met William. And, yeah, we felt led to do ministry at Las Vegas to do, like, worship and evangelism. And so we asked God, like, where should we go next? It's 2 a.m. I don't know if anyone's out. Las Vegas seems pretty crazy and a lot of people are there at 2 a.m., so we're like, all right. So, yeah, we found parking, and we were walking down the streets, and, yeah, we found, like, no one on the streets. And we're praying and asking God, like, where should we go? Like, we want to go where people are. And this guy passed us as we were praying, and I felt led to, like, talk to him, but he was already, like, 30 yards past, and I was like, okay, I'm at this point where I could follow him or I could let him go, but I felt led to just follow him, so I kind of like chased after him low-key, and he was a fast walker, so I was like doing the whole like speed walk kind of deal. I didn't want to act too creepy, but I followed him for almost like half a mile, and yeah, he led us to this, like, this bridge. And I stopped and asked him if he needed prayer or just, like, if he, yeah, his spiritual beliefs. And so that conversation led us to do worship on this bridge. And on the, at that bridge, there's a ton of people walking, like, back and forth. And so, yeah, during that time, we were just praying, worshiping, had awesome conversations, conversations with demonic people and rebuking them and all sorts of awesome things. And yeah, that night we also had nowhere to sleep. So by this, it was like 6 a.m. So yeah, we ministered for a very long time and we're like, okay, where should we sleep? And William allowed us to sleep with him at his hotel. And the check-in was at 11, so we only got, you know, like 3 hours of sleep that night, that day. And after that, we, didn't know where else to go. So we're like, okay, we'll read the Bible, and then after there, like, we'll ask God. And so, yeah, the Lord led us to Vons. We got lunch, and we're like, okay, it is also super hot. We need AC. Where should we stay? And so we saw this Taco Bell, like, right across, and we're like, okay, I bet they can allow us to stay there and eat. So we had lunch there, had Bible study, and Patty got up and walked to somewhere, and these two people, one was a Christian, one was not a Christian, and they were asking us, like, hey, are you guys, like, religious? Because we were having our Bible study, like, right out there in Taco Bell. And anyways, a long conversation happened. We prayed for them. The girl felt like, I think, she was encountered by the Holy Spirit and didn't know what to do about it. She, like, left, and Amanda and Cotton chased her. And,
there's a theme.
Yeah, there's a theme for us chasing people. But, so these two people, we were right by a park, and they're like, hey, if you guys want to do, like, Bible study, there's a bunch of homeless people at this park that you can, like, invite them in. We're like, oh, cool, like, that's something on our heart. So we said yes. And so on that day, it was 7-Eleven. So if you guys don't know that, 7-Eleven gives out free Slurpees. And so we're like, hey, it's super hot, and the free Slurpees, we can pass it out to the homeless. And so we went there, and Manicotton and William got like 24 Slurpees, which we prayed for 24, and we're like, that's a lot. But the lady allowed us to do it. So, yeah, we ended up at this park, and little do we know, there was, like, I don't know, like, seven homeless people that were already there. And the girl that we met at Taco Bell helped us get more people. And so it was this whole, divine appointment at Taco Bell. And, yeah, so it was my day to, like, lead a Bible study. And there was, like, all these people that I don't know, all these homeless people that I don't know. And I was like, Lord, I don't know what to, like, read today. But I felt led to read Luke 15. In Luke 15, it shares three parables: the parable of lost sheep, the parable of lost coin, and the parable of the lost son. And so we had the girl from Taco Bell read Luke 15 out loud, the entire chapter. And we just asked, like, yeah, so the homeless people, the non-believers, like, heard Luke 15, heard the gospel through there. We had a worship time. We gave them food, chicken, like, all sorts of cool things. And at the very end of it, me and Isaac talked to this guy named Michael, who was a believer. But there's this thread that the whole homeless people said was, like, a bunch of people do this for us, but they never, like, stay. They never actually, like, stay with us, what you're doing right now, and, like, eat with us, have water, and, like pray for them. So they were really encountered by the Holy Spirit through our presence to, like, stay. Because a lot of churches go there, they pass out food, and they just dip. So Michael just started to cry. I was like, oh, he's just tearing, but it kept on going, flowing. I was like, whoa, this is crazy. And so we got to pray for him, hug him. And yeah, they were all, like, really touched by us being there. And that was Las Vegas, that homeless. So we had, like, a church at a homeless, like, at a park with homeless people. And from there, we were still like obviously super tired, but we felt led to do more ministry at the Strip. And so, we went up. We were doing more worship at the Las Vegas Strip till like 4 a.m. And that is where Amanda will lead the next.
Yeah, like we've been saying, everything we've been doing with faith. And so we're just going based off of the Word of God. And sometimes that's really uncomfortable because God asks us to do things that we're like, I've never done this before, like preaching or doing a Bible study with a bunch of homeless people. But everything we're doing, we just ask him and try to be obedient. So that night, it's 4 a.m. or 3, something, it's very late. And we don't have a place to stay again. And so we're asking God, like, God, what should we do? Should we leave? Should we stay? And Patty, one of our teammates who is not here right now, she had this crazy idea. She's like, guys, I don't know if this is from God or not, but I have this idea that we should go to a hotel and say that there's a reservation in my name and see what happens. So, out of obedience, we go to this hotel, and Patty and our other teammate, William, who's not here, go into the hotel, and she says, hey, do you have a reservation for Patty? And they check, and they're like, no, we don't have a name, Patty, a reservation for Patty. And then William's like, oh, maybe try my name. And so they try his name. And they're like, we don't have that. I don't know why. And he's like, okay, here's the deal. We actually don't have a reservation. We're on this faith trip, and we're wondering if you'd give us a room for free. And I think they were very shocked. I probably never heard that before in their life. And they unfortunately did not give us a room. And so we're like, okay, maybe it's a different hotel. Let's pray and ask again. We went to 4 hotels asking if they'd give us a free room. And all the people we met there, like some of them went and talked to the manager, like, wow, this is crazy. Like, I'm also Christian. I've never seen somebody do this before. And we got to pray with them, like encourage them, but we didn't end up with any housing. And I think the thing that like all of us were kind of wrestling with is like, why? Like, were we really listening to God? Like, what happened? Like, why didn't we get housing? Because we really felt like we were being obedient to the Word of God. I think that's something that was very cool for us in that it was like wrestling with this, like, okay, how do we be like faithful to God even when we don't see him show up the way we expect him to? Because he's worthy to follow whether we get like abundant provision or whether we have nothing provided for. And like that's the reality of like doing ministry. Sometimes like things turn out the way that you expect them to and you're like, wow, and you have all these crazy stories. But then sometimes things like fall through. But like we were just walking by faith and trying to be obedient to God. And in that, like learning how to like trust him and how to be dependent on him no matter the outcome. And so from there, we ended up being like, okay, we don't have a place to stay. I think it's closed doors. Let's move to the next city. And so we drive to California, and our friend Patty actually is from California. And so we end up sleeping in her house. And then from there, we're like asking God, okay, what do you want us to do? And we felt like God lead us to Huntington Beach. And so that's where we spent like the next few days. And there are so many crazy stories we could tell about our time in Huntington Beach. We did a lot of worship, a lot of preaching, reading the word, having just individual conversations, evangelism, passing out Bibles, praying for people, rebuking demonic spirits. Like it was a very wild time. And there's just like a lot of darkness there. And so it was really, really cool to be like the light of Christ in a very dark place. We had some like very cool times of worship where we just like felt the joy of the Lord came upon us. There was this time in particular where we were having like a dance party and all these strangers joined us, and they're like, it's so crazy to see like just this joy erupting like in this place that actually felt like pretty dark. And then yeah, William started sharing about like his testimony and the joy of the Lord with like all these people who were a part of this dance party, and just really, yeah, getting to share about the gospel in a sense of like, hey, he's the reason we have this joy. It's not us. Like, there's nothing special about us. It's what he has, like what the Lord has done inside of us. They're also like, there was another time that Isaac, he was preaching. And like we said, none of us had done like street preaching before. This was so uncomfortable for all of us to step out and try to preach and do like worship on the streets. But like I said, we were just stepping out in faith and being obedient to God. And there's this one time Isaac's preaching, and like I'm looking out because I have my guitar, and I see this lady, and she's just staring. Like, it looks like she's in a trance almost. She's just like so captivated by what he's saying. And so like one of us goes and approaches her and is like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, and she's just crying, like obviously super, super impacted. And she says like, my heart is pounding so much. Like, I don't know what this guy is saying, but it's so good what he's saying. Like, I feel something inside of me. And she actually was a Muslim woman from Egypt. And then we were like, hey, like, that's the Holy Spirit. And she's like, no, my husband doesn't like this. And she ran away. And so me and Cotton, we like chase this girl. Yeah, common theme for us. So we chase this girl and find her at her car, and we're like, hey, like, we wanted to talk with you. And she's like sharing how like, yeah, I have like a Christian friend, and every time like she reads, I feel the same thing. Like, she'll read the Bible, and every time she does this, I feel the same thing. And we're like, yeah, that's the Holy Spirit. Like, God is pursuing you. He wants a relationship with you. And we're like, do you know Jesus? She's like, no, I can't talk with you guys. My husband's coming. So I don't know like what ended up happening to that lady, but I think it's so cool to see how like we're very like, we're not anything like special. We don't have great like public speaking skills, but like the Holy Spirit was encountering people. And so it's cool to see how like when you are obedient to God and just say like, here I am, like, use me, he like works in people. And it's not because of our words, but because the Holy Spirit cares about people and is encountering them. And like also on our time like in Huntington Beach, we got to see like provision after provision where we didn't have places to sleep. And whether it was literally strangers walking up to us who also were part of doing ministry and evangelism and saying, wow, what you guys are doing, awesome. What you guys are doing is really awesome. Do you have a place to stay? And they opened up their doors. There were two guys who opened up their doors to us to stay. Super amazing. And then we ended up actually coming to the church here, and that's where Bob and Nancy opened up their doors to us. And yeah. And so we're just like super, super grateful for like all of you guys for like welcoming us, hearing our stories, and then just to see like the way that God has provided. Like, we're super grateful for Bob and Nancy to opening their doors to us and being obedient to the Lord, even if it's uncomfortable. They have a cool story if you guys want to hear their story. But yeah, I think like the theme for all of us this trip has just been like faith, and how like God, he's like looking for the people of faith, people who are willing to say yes to him. And that's like, this has been so stretching for all of us, but like so beautiful at the same time, through like the struggles, through the blessings, to see like how faithful God is. We wanted to just close doing just a song together, if that's okay. and just like praise Jesus. We've had this theme about like inviting people into the kingdom of God. And so we want to sing a song about like how Jesus, he's the only king, and like he is the one who's worthy of our worship.
So I don't know if you guys want to stand up. If you guys want to look up the lyrics to follow, it's a song called One King by MBL Worship.
All hail
darkness is rising in this land. It's rising in the world. The enemy is unleashing his strategies and plans. And there's only one person that could combat that. It's Jesus. And more of Jesus. And the only way Jesus, the primary way Jesus manifests himself in this world is through faith. It's through the faith of his people. And I feel so blessed and encouraged by these four and their team, because it's giving hope. It's showing the way. And all of us, I think there's a challenge before us. There's a call of the Lord about what step of faith you need to take. There's a step of faith before you, whether it's getting baptized, whether it's putting your faith in Jesus and receiving his salvation, whether it's some decision or choice you have before you. There's a decisions of faith, a calling of faith that the Lord's calling us to. And I just think the Lord brought, I'm so thankful to the Lord because he brought these four to not only speak to us, but to give us a picture of what faith looks like. We need to step into it. We need to step into it. We need to be a family, a church, where Jesus can manifest more of himself and more of his light in this dark world, more of his love in this world. And so I'm gonna call the worship team. Worship team, you can come on out. And I think what we're gonna do, we're gonna go like a little, we're gonna go over today. I feel like we need to go over today. But what we're gonna do is, I feel like for us, I want us to pray for it, to encourage these four, Isaac, Bryant, Cotton, and Amanda. So I'm gonna have them just sit up here. I'm gonna have some baskets up here. I was praying about it, like I want us to take to offering for them, but I thought, I just to honor the mission that they're on, I thought, okay, I'm not gonna have us write checks to the church and stuff that, I just thought, and I know some of you don't have any cash, but I thought whatever people, whatever you want to give in terms of cash that you have, it's just to put in the baskets. We're just going to give it directly to them. But if you want to come up and minister to a prayer, and or if there's something that you feel like, oh, I know what that faith step is for me, then I want to encourage you to come up to the front and just come before the Lord and say, okay, Lord, in faith, I'm going to do it. It could be a small step, it could be a big step, but in faith, I'm going to do it. And just, if you want to bring that before the Lord, make that commitment for the Lord today. Okay? So let's pray. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you for your will and your ways. Thank you for bringing Amanda, Cotton, Bryant, Isaac, William, Patty to us during this season. It's an appointed time for our church family, because you want to take us, you want to raise the bar, you want to take us to a higher place, because you want to do more. You want to do more and demonstrate, as you've been demonstrating to them, your faithfulness, your power, your love, your grace. You want us to experience more of the abundant life that you have for us. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace in bringing them and giving us this word from them and through their lives today. And Lord, we do want more. We pray for more. And so, Lord, as we just continue to worship you, may you be honored. May you be lifted up. May you be glorified. May the faith of our worship release more of you in our lives, Lord. So thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'd be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.